you for listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
This is American Roots from New Orleans. I'm Nick Spitzer. We're about to dive into the country soul of singer, songmaker, and rancher Lyle Lovett from Klein, Texas.
You know, the social occasions that my folks would take me to when I was a child frequently involved a live local band. The idea of being able to go see live music, it made music seem important.
Conversation coming up with the thinking, singing horseman, Lyle Lovett, and also music from some of Lyle's favorites, like East Texas blues man Mance Lipscomb and songwriter Townes Van Zandt, plus R&B from the Rolling Stones and rockabilly from the Beatles. It's all coming up. Let's get on the road by shuffling to some dance music from Texas' most famous Western swing band. It's Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys on American Roots.
Bring it on down to my house, honey, there ain't nobody home but me.
Oh.
Bring it on down to my house, honey, I need your company.
Help.
Well, the tomcat sitting on the railroad track, hollered at the mama cat, she answered back. Bring it on down to my house, honey, there ain't nobody home but me.
Much I nearly died. Bring it on down to my house, honey. There ain't nobody home me.
Keep it in that place where you know you will be true. passage of the days. But no matter where I've been to, from Houston down to Rome, well, nothing's quite as tasty as what's cooking right at home. Keep it in your pantry, keep it in your pantry, keep it in your pantry, keep it in your pantry. Keep it in your pantry. Keep it in your pantry.
Keep it in your pantry.
Keep it in your pantry.
Keep it in your pantry.
Keep it in your pantry.
Keep it in your pantry.
Keep it in your pantry. Keep it in your pantry.
Keep it in your pantry.
Keep it in your pantry. Keep it in your pantry.
Lyle Lovett, Pantry. A tongue-in-cheek tune written with his partner, April Kimball. We'll speak with Lyle Lovett in a few minutes about his songs that are funny, tragic, swinging, and soulful. And since the topic there was food and, let's say, social relations, we have something else for you here to gnaw on. Some chicken Texas style from Amos Milburn. But first, a Mississippi recipe from singer Eden Brent. Her mama wrote this song, Fried Chicken on American Roots.
Arcola, Mississippi, another Sunday feast. Popped my head into the kitchen, and I heard that gurgling grease. Said, Olive Bell, what you cooking? She said, honey, what you think? You better come on in my kitchen, wash your hands up in the sink, cause we're having wing, Texas breast, and leg, Texas thigh, rice and gravy, and black-eyed peas, and cornbread on the side. It's a Southern institution. Black skillet is preferred. Fried chicken, a most delightful bird. Well, I sat down at the table. Looking back at me, Mama said the blessing, but I could not concentrate, for I had visions of drumsticks just dancing in my plate. I was thinking about that fried chicken, wing, Texas breast, leg, Texas thigh, rice and gravy, and black-eyed peas.
Most delightful bird. Oh, we're having fried chicken. just got back, and I'm looking for that place they call the Chicken Shack. They say it's fine as wine, and it's really on a ball. No windows, no doors, it's just a hole in the wall. Parts of the chicken once more is a cinch. You can even get the last part that went over the fence. Yes, they say it's a place where all the bad cats meet. You better be mighty careful where you take a seat. Let's have a ball. Come on, all you fellas, and take a drink from my pack, 'cause the party's ready to start down at the Chicken Shack.
Jumping with some Texas Roadhouse-style piano blues, Chicken Shack Boogie, from the late Houstonian Amos Milburn. It's a 1948 recording. Coming up, more of East Texas music and the musicians beloved by our guest, Lyle Lovett, including the late songwriter and singer Townes Van Zandt, when American Roots returns.
This is People-Powered Radio, KAXE. I'm Malachi Coons. We'll get you right back to American Roots. We receive support from Itasca Economic Development Corporation, creating and retaining quality jobs in Itasca County through education, research, and connections with businesses, working to help grow small businesses of all sizes and strengthen our local workforce. Learn more at itascadv.org. Do you rely on KAXC? Are you at least 70 and a half years old? Supporting our future is easy. Ask your financial advisor to set up charitable IRA distributions to KAXE. If you have any questions, call Chris at 218-326-1234. Now more from American Roots.
I'm Nick Spitzer. My conversation coming up with Lyle Lovett. One of his favorite Texas blues musicians is the late Mance Lipscomb, a cotton sharecropper who lived with his family in the bottomlands near Navasota in East Texas. Mance lived an exemplary life in the community. He sang the old blues and ballads, played dance tunes at country suppers and parties. His picking style was distinctive, with a heavy heartbeat, steady bass. This is a tough song about love not being returned on American Roots.
Ain't it hard? Ain't it hard? Ain't it hard? Die. Sometime I think my baby's too good to die. Then again I think she should be buried alive. Wonder where my friend done gone to. Wonder where my friend
why you went away and you stayed so long. Got a butterfly, both dead and gone. My butterfly, both dead and gone. Got a mother and father, both dead and gone. And he left me in his white world alone. But the last word I heard mama say, when she lay on her dying bedside, well, the last word I heard my mother said before she died, son, I don't want you to grieve and cry. Here's one more kind favor I ask of you. One more kind favor I ask of you. When I'm dead, son, and sleeping in the ground, will you see to my grave kept clean? When I'm dead and gone, dead and gone, I want you to dig my grave wide and deep, and two, three spokes just to let me down, and someone to sing a song.
Tragic and great singer-songwriter. He came up in the folk clubs of Houston, there with his oft-covered song, If I Needed You. Townes Van Zandt died at age 52 on New Year's Day in 1997. And like Mance Lipscomb, Bob Wills, and other Texas musicians, was an inspiration to and influence on Lyle Lovett. Growing up in East Texas, Lyle Lovett learned to do chores on the family farm, milking cows, taking care of the horses near the town of Klein. These are things that he still often does today when not on tour. Music, not farming, turned out to be Lyle's calling, and storytelling songs, his trademark.
The sun comes up in a coffee cup. A waitress, please, I've had enough, Lord, I can't believe what I see. How could you be alone when you could sit right here beside me, girl, and make yourself at home? I've been to Memphis and Muscle Shoals, and I love a woman what I don't.
Today, Lyle Lovett can be found in front of his large band, spinning some tall Texas tales. You may have seen him at the movies, acting in Robert Altman films. When I talked to Lyle, he told a story about traveling with his grandma.
I have great memories of driving from Houston to Lafayette, Louisiana, almost every week in the summer times. My grandmother and I in the back seat of our 1968 Buick Wildcat, driving through Beaumont and Orange and Lake Charles and over to Lafayette to watch my uncle's horses run at the old Evangeline Downs.
I rode across the great high plains under the scorching sun and through the driving rain.
You've got a song with the line, home is where the horse is.
Home is where my horse is. The idea in that song, Natural Forces, is really we make the world that we live in.
So thank you, man, I must decline. For it's on my steed, I will rely.
Tell me a little bit about the family land and the history there around Klein and that part of Texas.
I've lived in the same place my whole life. My grandfather's grandfather was the original immigrant to that area in our family. He came to the United States in 1848 from Germany. My grandpa's farm really was the place where all of my aunts and uncles lived and all of my cousins. And so I grew up in a very, close-knit family atmosphere.
And there are more I remember and more I could mention than words I could write in a song. But I feel them watching and I see them laughing and I hear them singing along. Just put out that camera and come on and join up the last of the family reserve.
When you were in college, you did study journalism. What was life like for you on the big campus?
You know, Texas A&M was a great place for me. Early on, I got involved with a group of students at the Student Union who ran a coffee house, a little concert venue designed for mainly for students to play in.
How about your meeting with Robert Earl Keen? Is that at A&M in College Station?
I met Robert simply because I used to drive by the house he lived in, and I would always notice there were guys sitting around on the front porch playing music.
Well, Robert Earl is a friend of mine, you know. He's always looking after my best interest. He told me, Lyle, you need to get some action and get your head back in line. You need to get out on your own, boy. This hanging around has got to stop. Get out on your own, boy. Take a little trip to the record shop. I said the
record shop, but Robert, I don't need no records. He just smiled, he said, what you need is a record lady.
Record lady.
Record lady. Cartridge that you ever seen. She's a phonographic dream.
Why do you think you became somebody that would write songs?
Well, it's harder to sing the newspaper. I just always enjoyed playing and singing and enjoyed music, and the idea of trying to make something up as a challenge just seemed to be a perfectly natural one. I think it definitely comes from my experience of sitting around my grandmother's lunch table or supper table and listening to my aunts and uncles tell stories.
And if I were like lightning, I wouldn't need no sneakers. Well, I'd come and go whenever I would please.
There always seemed to exist a sense of humor and irony in the stories I heard growing up. You know, I'm still drawn to that type of storytelling, and it can't help but find its way into some of those songs.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all go, I'd go out on the ocean. I said, me up on my pony, on my boat. I said, me up on my pony. On my boat.
How does that dance scene and that kind of Bob Wills Texas Swing figure into your consciousness, where the moving of the crowd is physical, maybe more than strictly the emotions of lyrics?
You know, the social occasions that my folks would take me to when I was a child frequently involved a live local band. It was all about working in the appropriate dances for the occasion. You know, so there were always polkas and there were great waltzes, you know, that were part of every good dance band's set.
So are you a pretty good dancer?
And terrible. But that just always appealed to me, you know, and I love to go and stand in front of the band and watch the musicians play, and the idea of being able to go see live music, it made music seem important.
I miss you, darling, more and more every day, as heaven would miss the stars above. With every heartbeat I still think of you and remember our faded love.
At what point did you decide to create this large band? I know you've been careful to say it's not a big band, but the implications of big band, jazz, swing era, and all that stuff. But why the large band all around you?
You know, the size of the band came about to reproduce the arrangements that we had recorded. Now that we've done that, now that we've recorded these arrangements, how do we go out and play them? And so the first time we went out with the large band was in 1988, and Tony Brown, who was our producer in Nashville for MCA, called some of his old friends from the Muscle Shoals horn section. And Tony came to me at a rehearsal and said, they want you to name the band. And I looked around and I saw all these people standing around the rehearsal room at SIR in Nashville. And I said, tell them it's the large band. He looked at me and he said, you're kidding, right? And I said, no, tell them that's it, the large band.
You say you're not from Texas. Man, as if I couldn't tell. Well, you think you pull your boots on right and wear your hat so well. So pardon me, my laughter, as I sure do understand. Even Moses got excited when he saw the promised land. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's
right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. So I was
looking on the map. You grew up near Navasota. There was an old blues world in that scene, I know, way back.
Well, Mance Lipscomb in Navasota, Lightnin' Hopkins in Houston. I mean, look at all the influential music that came out of that region, music influenced by Lightnin'. I mean, people that I would open for at the original music clubs in Houston, you know, did used to get to open for Lightnin', got to hang out with Lightnin'. And I love to sit around the back room at a club like Anderson Fair in Houston and listen to them tell stories about Lightnin'.
I got the Won't you save me? I got the blues. As far as I can see, I got the blues. Won't you save me? 'Cause I feel like I'm dying from that old used to be.
Towns was really a master of Lightnin's guitar style, and listening to performers like Towns Van Zandt, it showed me that, gosh, you know, you can incorporate blues into a song that's not what you'd think of as a typical blues song.
You did a great version of If I Needed You, the Towns Van Zandt song, where there's a blues sentiment and loneliness, but stylistically it's the singer-songwriter talking individually about love lost.
You know, the story, getting to hang out with Guy Clark all these years, Towns was staying with Guy and his wife Susanna on one of his trips to Nashville years ago, and Towns woke up one morning and played If I Needed You for Guy and Susanna and said that he had dreamed it the night before, in its entirety.
If I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me and ease my pain? If you needed me, I would come to you, and I would swim for to ease your pain.
What could be better? You've got great songs, many of them your own or from your friends. You've got a large band. You've got the legacy of Texas. You've got people that want to listen to the songs, they want to dance. You got a pretty good life out there, it seems to me.
I do. Thank you for pointing that out. Anybody in this world that gets to do something that he loves to do is a very lucky person. And I find myself in that position all these years later. You know, I still get to play music with my closest and most talented friends. I get to do something that I love to do, and I get to do it the way I want to do it. You know, life really doesn't get any better.
I've had an excellent time so far. There's only one thing that I fear. I've been up so long on this lucky star.
Speaking with Lyle Lovett of Klein, Texas, back in 2009. We'll be back with some songs about the birds and the bees, minus the birds. Some from Texas and a few from British hitmakers singing American, coming up on American Roots.
Green Cheese listeners know how important it is to support stations like KAXE, KBXE.
Anyone who can, be sure to donate, because as all of us know, we listen to this, Green Cheese, and all the other programming on the stations. We really, really love it and don't want anything to happen to it. So it's really important to give what you can.
One thing I wanted to do is I wanted to talk to everybody out there. Radio is important when it's unique and it's interesting and it's local. And given your current funding situation, everybody out there should be doing something about that, no matter how little it is. If everybody did something, it makes a tremendous difference. Think about Saturday nights with no green cheese. That sounds terrible.
It would be so boring.
This is the queen, and I'm going to make an edict. All cheeses, get your checkbooks out and send in some money to our favorite station and show, and my check will be in the mail tomorrow.
Donate now at KAXE.org.
I'm Nick Spitzer. This is American Roots, where we're going to make a beeline back to Texas with a nod to the British invasion sometime takeover of our country and blues genres. But we begin on the Sweet Wing of Sting with Taj Mahal and the Pointer Sisters.
Far below.
I was in Texas, moving on a steady road.
Moving.
I wish I was in Texas,
moving
on a steady road.
Moving.
You know I love that fine-looking Texas woman to satisfy my very soul. You know my baby's sweet as honey,
sweet
from the honeybee. You know my
sweet,
baby sweet,
sweet
as honey,
sweet, sweetie,
sweet from
sweet,
the honeybee.
Sweet, sweetie.
Ain't nothing else to sing of in my life. Ooh, she be so nice to me. Lordy, ain't no use to worry, ain't no use to moan. Lord, ain't no use to worry, ain't no use to moan. You know the way I love that woman, I just can't stand to leave alone. Drives old as sun. For 10 women, but
yeah!
The one woman on my mind, she don't treat me like no stranger. She treat me nice and kind. She don't worry about the neighbors, cause they might not like what they see. She could care less about what they said. She's a woman and she's absolutely free. I wish I was down there, Texas, swinging on a steady road. I love that San Antonio woman to satisfy my soul. I love that San Antonio woman to satisfy my soul. Señorita, déjame escuchar mi canción. I love that fine, fine Texas woman to satisfy my soul. Dip dip dwee dee 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 dwee dee 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 dwee dee 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 doo doo dee 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 doo.
Hey, baby, you're traveling on American Roots from New Orleans.
When you won't say you do, baby, when you don't let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth now, is love real? But well, honey, don't. Well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. And you ought to know, I like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet. But well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. I'll rock on, George, one time for me. Saturday night, Sunday morning, you don't look right. You've been out painting the town, baby, been stepping around. But well, honey, don't. I'll say it, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't.
I'll say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. I'll rock on George Baringo one time. I'm a king bee, buzzing around your hive. Well, I'm a king bee, baby, buzzing around your hive. Yeah, I can make honey, baby, let me come inside. Well, I'm a king bee, want you to be my queen. Well, I'm a king bee, baby, want you to be my queen. Together we can make honey the world has never seen. Well, buzz a while, sting it then. Well, I'm a king, babe, can buzz on. I'm a king bee, baby, can buzz all night long. Yeah, I can buzz better, baby, when your man is gone.
Jagger, in the voice of the King Bee. The original singer of King Bee was Slim Harpo, the Baton Rouge blues man, famed for his song Rainin' in My Heart. Before the Rolling Stones, we heard the Beatles. And how often do we hear the bluesy Stones and the upbeat Beatles back to back on public radio or anywhere these days? Ringo doing an American vernacular master's voice on Carl Perkins' Honey Don't. But really, without Muddy Waters, the Rolling Stones would not have their name or their style. And this is Muddy's song, where the King Bee lets go and is challenging that honeybee to sail on. The pain outweighs the pleasure, except in singing about it on American Roots.
Sail on. Sail on, my little honeybee, sail on. Gonna keep on sailing till you lose your happy home. Sail on, my little honeybee, sail on. Little honey. honeybee sail on. I don't mind you sailing, but please don't sail so long. Now she is coming back home to me.
everywhere I go. But sometimes, honey, in the morning, Lord, I miss you so. That's how I know I've found the hole. That's how I know I've found the hole. Walking hand in hand all along the same, a secret knew your name. Tell me, darling, when I should leave you. Oh, tell me, darling, when I don't want to leave you. Just like a buzzing fly, come into your life, I'll float away like honey in the sun. Was it right or wrong? I couldn't sing that song anyway. Oh, but darling, now I remember how the sun shone down and how it warmed your pretty smile. When all the love was there, you're the one I talk about, you're the one I think about everywhere I go. But sometimes, honey, in the morning, Lord, I miss you so, I miss you so, I miss you so. Mama, I miss you so.
Nora Jones, listening to the songs on the jukebox, Wurlitzer Prize. Those are Waylon Jennings lyrics from a tribute collection to the late outlaw country singer from Lubbock, Texas. Nora Jones, a Texan herself, who mingles country, folk, and jazz. A sweet effect there. Before that, Tim Buckley with his mix of vibes, guitar, and a song of flight, Buzz and Fly. Our program is produced at Tulane University School of Liberal Arts here in New Orleans and underwritten by the New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Fund and Jim Hart in Chicago. You can find out more about American Roots on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and our website. If you'd like to directly support American Roots archives and programs that stream 24/7 from our website, you can find out how at AmericanRoots.org. I'm Nick Spitzer, and this is American Roots from PRX. Public Radio Exchange.
There is another hour of American Roots coming up next here on 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXC.org. Local businesses can help defend the future of KAXC and keep people-powered radio on the air with your sponsorship dollars. Visit KEXC.org/give to learn about sponsorship options. A big thank you to all of our current business sponsors, like The Sewing Room, hosting the Cultivating Communities Summit, a two-day gathering of community members with events focused on equity, connection, and community resilience, taking place at the Gitche Zibe Center for the Arts in Brainerd, September 22nd and 23rd. More info at sewingroom.org. The time is noon. Thank you for hanging out with KAXE.